Hello and welcome to Plugged In with Diane Warren. Throughout this series, we plan to talk about all of the unique experiences of the online LBS educator. Follow us as we provide perspectives, resources, news, and information, and highlight some of our favorite new programs and hear from experts in our field. This podcast has been produced by the team at Good Learning Anywhere, a division of Sue Hudson Literacy Council, and our theme music is provided by bensound.com. We are your hosts, Diane Altinbelek and Warren Butler. Welcome to the show. Hi, Warren. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Di. How are you?
I'm great. I'm super excited for our very first episode.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm a little anxious.
Yeah.
But I think I'm more excited, I think, than anything. It's something that we've never done before. And I know we like trying things outside the box. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm really, really excited for an opportunity to reach out to others in our field and kind of offer some support without contributing to more Zoom fatigue. How are you doing with the level of webinars that we have been taking in this year?
Yeah, you know what? It's one of the things that I've realized is, especially when the camera is on. So if we're attending a webinar, we were actually in a couple yesterday, and when the camera is on, I find like you always have to be smiling. You always have to have a smile on your face the whole time through, and it gets it can get a little tiring throughout the day. But it's been good. It's you know what? It's been good from the point that we can still stay connected with people and still try to maintain those connections. Mm-hmm. But it's still just not the same as being face-to-face.
Yeah, I definitely miss the human element too, but I am grateful for how much adaptability there actually has been in our field and with our professional development as well.
No, absolutely. I think there's a creative group of people out there, very resourceful. And I think with our field, everyone is willing to try something different, which I think goes a long way, especially when you think of our learners as well. They're always looking for new ideas as well. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. And I think that this is definitely something different. I watch and listen to a lot of podcasts and everything. And I think that this is going to be the perfect way to sort of kind of take the pressure off of people to attend live sessions and so forth and kind of give them a little bit of their autonomy back so they can learn and engage on their own time a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we were putting this together and coming up with the concept, I was trying to envision what it's going to look like for other people listening to the podcast. And, you know, with the pandemic and the provincial shutdown, honestly, I could see people at lunchtime, you know, taking a break, going for a walk, hopefully downloading a recording of our podcast and, you know, taking 20, 30 minutes out of their day to hear what's new in the LBS field.
See, and I totally pictured the multitaskers, the people who have it on in their background while they're in Orbind or CAMS or whatever their data management or learning management systems might be. So I kind of hope that we're not contributing to burnout by having people stack our podcast on top of their work. I really do hope that this is something that they can access casually while they're out walking.
No, definitely. Definitely.
But that's the beauty of having a recording is people get to access it on their own terms and they get to listen as many times as they like. And I'm hoping that this gives some freedom back.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing about it as well is, you know, we were talking about burnout and Zoom fatigue and, you know, death by PowerPoint. It's, you know, we have people and we've been doing those open houses, right? We were doing open houses for the last year and they were fantastic. And, you know, I think one of the challenges with those is that, you know, it's a set date, it's a set time. There's a lot of work that goes into it to plan and organize it, but people are busy, especially in the LBS field right now. A lot of people are at home, have a lot of other responsibilities, and sometimes it can be a challenge to make it there at a set time, on a set date, to attend an open house online. But at least with a podcast, you know, it's something that they can listen to while maybe they're working on other projects. But it's something that they can do at their own pace, which I think is really important.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense that we're the ones that are kind of doing this, because we've always sort of really, really pushed that learning on your own terms is important. And that's, you know, why we have like two different independent platforms that are at our disposal for our learners and so forth. So if we're encouraging our learners to take control over their own education and their own skills building, why would we not encourage that for ourselves and people in our field as well?
Exactly. And it's like anything else, right? It's, you know, we need to lead by example. And obviously, that's the other great thing about this podcast as well, is, you know, we're going to invite guests and we're going to hear about their programs and different things that they're doing in their community. And I think that's really special, because we're not experts in everything. We can't pretend that we know everything. So it's going to be neat that we can reach out and connect with others and share best practices. I think that's going to be something very special for the field.
Oh, I am totally pumped about that, about having special guests that can come on and teach us a few things. And like, I know that most of the instructors, if not all of them at GLA, really, really value lifelong learning themselves. And that's another huge advantage for us doing this podcast too, is I've never done one before. I'm learning as I go. I'm building skills. And I really, really hope this is something that we can kind of like, you know, bring into that multimedia production knowledge and everything that people are looking for. Who knows like how much potential we could have just by sitting and having this 30-minute conversation every once in a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a special guest that you are excited about? Like, I know that we haven't really pinned any down, but I'm super excited about talking to some of the people, the people around GLA. I'm super excited about having another opportunity to explore the DoIT program. Any upcoming topics or themes that you're excited for?
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, you know, we've gone back and forth and created a pretty extensive list. And, you know, when I think of Good Learning Anywhere, you know, we're an online distance learning program. And there's a lot of other people and a lot of other programs that work alongside us that help us to do what we do. So for example, like Contact North,
yeah, right?
They provide that technical expertise in the background that, you know, allow us to have Zoom meetings and our live classes and Adobe Connect. They host our Moodle learning management system. So there's a lot of other people behind the scenes that really help us and that we rely on. So definitely would love to have Contact North come join us. The DOI2T program out of Sioux Lookout with Evan and Noreen is fantastic. Like, if anyone gets a chance to check out this program, we'll have to send out a link and share a link to their website, but they're doing all kinds of great things with 3D printing and using the Cricut machine. They've got a laser engraver now, and I've seen pictures of some of the work that learners have done, and it's so impressive. Like, the smiles on their faces is phenomenal. So I'd love to hear more about what they're up to, what their plans are for the future.
I am super excited to talk to them too. Like, anybody who's not familiar with the DOIT program, that's DOIT2T. Check them out on Facebook, because they are doing some amazing information technology work, and they are basically leveling the playing field and making that accessible to anybody who wants to try it out. And the learners have been inspirational. Evan and Noreen have been inspirational, and the content that they produce is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. And, you know, that's only one program in the province. So I'm hoping that we can connect with other programs to see, you know, what other things are they doing in the field that maybe others can learn from. And I think beyond talking with other programs and other, you know, thought leaders in the field is, you know, there's a lot of other issues going on as well. You know, we talked about burnout. It's very real, and it's a very important topic, especially when we're learning so much more about mental health these days. So I think there's even a lot of other topics available for us. And, you know, hopefully we'll hear back from some people as well. Like if they have suggestions and ideas, we want to get everyone involved.
Oh, for sure. Like, I know that we're new to this and everything, but I would love the opportunity to hear some feedback and input from the listeners and actually talk about some of the topics that they want to hear about, too. Another thing I would like to talk about in the future is some of the challenges with digital equity that have come up. The pandemic has really, really made that apparent, some of the challenges and how much we rely on those frontline learning centers. And I just want to give out a shout out to anybody from a Contact North Center or a public library or anybody in Ontario that has been providing those learning opportunities through computer centers and everything, because they were doing amazing work and they've been faced with some incredible challenges.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, for anyone that's listening, from a Good Learning Anywhere perspective, one of the things that we noticed over the last year through the pandemic was we lost a lot of learners. Like, we lost a tremendous amount of learners because they didn't have access to the internet. They didn't have access to computers. You know, they don't have that access at home. And they really rely on Contact North Access Centers and the local community programs. But what was interesting is now that there were a lot more people at home who did have access to computers and the internet, there was a whole new group of people that signed up for classes with us, which was special. But, you know, it's also still very important. We don't want to leave anyone behind either. So, you know, as things open up, it'll be nice to have the centers open again, and we can continue to work with everyone in the communities.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm so super excited that we seem to be turning a corner. I don't know how it is in your area, but we're steadily lowering the cases, the COVID cases here all the time. And we're really, really optimistic that, you know, with the amount of vaccines that are going out and everything, and the people who are taking, you know, PPE and standards and so forth seriously, that we're going to get through this. And maybe even we see a manageable level of it by the end of the year. That's my hope.
Yeah, no, I think so. And you know what? That's the positive way to look at things. Like my kids, they hate watching the news. They hate listening to it. It's driving them bonkers right now. So, and what I always try to tell them is, you know what? Just try to find the positives. And I think that's a theme that with this podcast is something that we want to do, is we want to find the success stories. We want to focus on the positive. Yeah, you know what? We're shut down. We're slowly opening up. It's not going to be a smooth transition. You know, we're going to have to kind of expect that. But again, we still have to find those positives and keep moving forward. And I think that's what the field does a really good job at. Mm-hmm. But after a year of these struggles and these challenges, it's very frustrating. So we'll probably need a little bit of patience and understanding, but you're right. I think we're getting very close to getting through this together.
Yeah. And I think patience and understanding is kind of something that the educators and the mentors and even the learners are kind of accustomed to here. alternative learning styles and things like adult LBS and online learning and everything, that's always something that, like, we've been fortunate enough to sort of curate that patience and everything, because the independent learner is on their own for a lot of the time, and their line of communication is through email and an occasional phone call and everything. So I think that the GLA programming and being at such a distance has always kind of fostered a little bit of that resilience and perseverance. And I have all the faith in the world that some of our long-term learners who have been with us are, we're going to get through this. I think that, those are the people who I kind of look to for inspiration for getting through this because of how much they've had to put up with to secure their education. They've had interruptions to education. They've had changes in employment where they've had to rebuild skills. They've had just, life events happen, and they still come to us on their own or through a referral. They're talking to people. They're seeking out tools. And those are the people that I kind of look to remember that it's like, we can do this. We're going to get through this.
Yeah, the people are resourceful, right? They're going to find a way. And I think when people rely on their networks, their inner circles, the people that they trust, it really helps people pull through when they're struggling. So, and I think that's something great that our program has established over the years. We're coming, Good Learning Anywhere itself is coming up to 20 years in the next year or so. So we've been at this for a long time, which is, I think it's a good sign that, people trust the program. We have a lot of staff that have been here a long time. And I think that that's very helpful. So a lot of the programs trust us, they feel confident in us, and they want to work with our program. So it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how the people who work in our program are spread all across the province, and we get very little opportunity to see each other face to face, but this job still feels like home. This organization still feels like a family in a lot of ways. And, I'm just going to say that I miss you guys. I miss those infrequent PD trips and conferences where we actually got to see each other. But I'm really, really happy for the ways that we've been able to stay connected, through our staff meetings, through our Google Meets and Zooms, and through Adobe Connect and everything like that. And I think that that's been really, really special.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm curious to hear what everyone else has been doing as well. And I'm sure there's quite a few things that people have tried that we're not doing. So maybe we can learn from them, and everyone can share some ideas.
Yeah. How much do you miss people from other organizations? I was so excited to have a Contact North PD yesterday just to see some people that we only ever see when we travel to conferences.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, without any conferences and any of these, training opportunities that are out there, it's been tough. And you know what? I think once we get back to the face-to-face meetings and conferences, I think there's going to be a period where it's a little awkward, where it's going to feel a little uncomfortable just being around people. So, it's going to be something that I think we slowly have to get into.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a few people that just run up and hug everybody.
I don't. There's always a hugger in the crowd.
I'm not going to lie. It might be me.
it'll be interesting. Okay. And you know what? These are things I think that people need to plan for, right? When I think of the learning centers that are opening up, we've built these online connections and this online community, which is, something very special, but you got to also think about those community-based programs where they've been working face-to-face with those learners for a very, very long time. And what are those emotions going to look like? What are they going to feel like when those doors open up? It's going to be neat. Very special.
Just imagine the emotion of returning to a learning center and how, a year and a half ago, we never ever would have actually thought about that. Like how moving it would be to actually open the doors to a learning center and return to that computer room.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, I'm not afraid to say it, but online learning is not for everybody. It really isn't. I've got two young kids and they're at home right now doing online learning, but honestly, it's not for them. They need that interaction with the teachers and their fellow students and things like that. And it's no different for our adult learners. They're going to need that human element.
Your kids are into athletics too, aren't they?
Hockey and lacrosse, and then pretty much anything with a ball, they're definitely interested in playing sports. So it's been tough for them. Well, it's been tough for all the kids, and anyone that's used to getting outside and participating in sports. And sometimes it's not just playing the sport, it's just that social interaction again.
Yeah, that team camaraderie.
Yeah, no, for sure. But we're getting there.
Yeah, we will get there. So, I think that's about all the time that we had actually set aside for today. But for those of you who are listening, please feel free to reach out, give us some feedback. You can contact me, Diane, Diane, at SiouxHudsonLiteracy.com. That's SiouxHudson Literacy, LiteracyY.com. You can also follow our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/goodlearninganywhere, and follow us for some upcoming news about various events we have, and hopefully, if we see some success with this, a second episode of our podcast.
Yeah, no,
Warren,
absolutely.
it's really, really great to talk to you.
Yeah, no, this is great, Diane. It was this is kind of how I have envisioned it. It's a casual conversation, sharing different ideas, different challenges, and hopefully a lot of solutions as well as we go forward.
I hope so. I'm really, really excited for the potential that this has. And I really, really hope people are interested in coming to talk to us. And we'll get it all sorted out and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Diane. Really appreciate it. Have yourself a great day and we'll be in touch.
Yep. And to all of our listeners, have a great day, and we're hoping to talk to you again soon.